Song. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Truly, we have been bought with a price, a costly price. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you. Amen. We bless you. God, we bless you, solitary. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, this morning,
Amen.
We can look at Calvary. And look at what, Lord, you did for us. Oh, you bought us with a true price that, Lord, no one can ever, repay. But, Lord, we thank you that, Lord, through grace, you have made us, oh, Lord, your sons and daughters, oh, God, through the blood that was shed. And, Lord, we thank you for the week that has just passed. Oh, our going out and coming in, Lord, Father, you have blessed every footstep that, Lord, we have taken, O God. And, Lord, how this morning, by grace, Lord, our footstep had even led us to no other place but in your presence, Lord. And, Father, as we come, O God, we come with all reverence, as we know the Lord, we are coming before you, because, Lord, you have something in store for us. So, Lord, we want to commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands. Those in upstairs, Lord, the children, the youth, Lord. And we hear, O God, the Lord, as we open the word, O God, let the Holy Spirit take the word and teach us, Lord, this morning. We Amen. Thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir, you are welcome back again to our studies on the divine nature. This morning, Lord willing, we will try to see if we can just go to virtue and then a little part of knowledge if there is a sufficient time. Amen. Yes, as we all know, God is looking for a temple to dwell in.
Hallelujah.
A temple that he will walk in and he will be the God to anyone that will build that temple for him. Amen. And we heard about Solomon building a temple, but the Almighty God says he doesn't live in a temple that has been made by hand. So the only house that he can live in is what? Through his spirit, through the righteousness of God. So let us turn to our reading, 2 Peter. Today we read from verse 4. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And beside this, beside what? Beside having escaped from the corruption of this world. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity, love.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Bless your word now, and Lord, speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you. So now, building this temple of God, God has given unto us his own divine materials to build according to his requirements. To build this temple according to his requirements. And so you could see that there is always God's pattern in everything to follow. God has a pattern that you need to follow at all times. Amen. So Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:10, 1 Corinthians 3:10 said, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. Now take notice here. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Amen. Let every man take heed, as giving all diligence. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, if we give that diligence, then we can build a house, and when Christ comes in, then we become the partaker of his divine nature. Amen. Christ, the prophet said, the divine nature, partakers of his divine nature, means Christ's nature in you. Christ's nature in you. That's the meaning. And the prophet said, we need to take his nature, because the supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. You got it? It's got to be his nature in you, because the prophet said the supernatural God cannot change his own nature to fit people's nature. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. Amen. So the prophet, he said, teaching this subject as a Sunday school, he said, I'm going to tell you how to build your spiritual house where God can dwell in. He wants to make you like himself. He wants you to be reflecting his being. You see, that's Christ's nature in you.
Yes.
Amen. So last week, we were on virtue, and we couldn't finish. So this morning, we will continue from where we left. And then if we can add knowledge, we see how the time will be for us. Amen. So virtue. Already, the prophet said, virtue went out of him to heal that woman. And so virtue, we must have virtue also to give to others. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See. And we all know, we looked at what happened at the gate, beautiful, that temple, where that man was born lame. And Peter and John entered into the synagogue. The man stretched forth his hand to ask for alms. But Peter said, silver and gold we have none, but as much as we have, we give unto you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. You see, that's virtue. That's what the prophet is talking about. But the prophet went on to say that virtue also is strength and power. Strength and power. Amen. And he chose a very beautiful and powerful type for us to type ourselves to it. That's the flower lily. So he said, look at the lily. It comes way down from the musk. And every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. My, every day. See, every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. And then at the end of it, what happens? He said, it makes a beautiful sight for the admirer. See, it makes a beautiful sight that when it has opened its petals, you see, that's a beautiful sight for the admirer. And then it opens itself for honey, for the bee to come and get his part. He's got strength, you see. So the lily draws virtue, as draws strength from the nourished earth, because that's the only source for where it can get what? That strength, that virtue. See? So, brethren, it's a powerful testament calling on you and me also as Christians to consider this morning, where are we supposed to draw virtue?
Amen.
Which is strength from? See? The lily brought the lily to type us. And the only source for the lily is the nourished earth. So it had been drawing, he said, every minute of the day, drawing it. And then after it comes up and opens its petals. So beautiful. See, for the admirers, the bee comes, and it's so overwhelming that the bee, no matter, it can suck as much as it can. So if the lily is doing this to strengthen itself, we as Christians, where is our source? To strengthen our own self. And it is nowhere but what? From the word. Amen. From the word. So the Christian's only source of strength comes from the word. And the lily, as it always, every minute, does the same thing we've got to do. Amen. Drawing strength from the word. Amen. See, meditating therein. Meditating therein. Where what? The righteousness of God would be revealed from faith to faith unto you. See. As the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Shall strengthen. See. That wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength.
Amen.
You see, that's it. Whatever the prophet says is scripture. You get scripture, what? Backing it.
Amen.
Amen. So it says the lily in the end makes a beautiful sight for the admirer and opens up itself, you see, to all. It has to be the same thing with us, because there is a scripture that speaks about us, what we are supposed to do. See, and we can see it in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You see, verse 2 and 3. He said, you see, we are supposed to manifestly declare. See, the lily is declaring something. And so we must also manifestly declare the epistle of Christ.
Amen.
See, written not with ink. See, not this. Written not with ink, but what? With the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
See, it's talking about your life. See, with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart, which comes out, you see. So the life you lead becomes what? A living epistle.
Amen.
See, being read of all men, reflecting Christ, you see. Reflecting Christ. Oh, that's beautiful, brethren. See, expressing glad tidings of good things. It inspires someone. Your life inspiring someone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says, somebody looking at you as a Christian. Somebody looking at you as a Christian and tomorrow see you out there carrying on like a sinner. Not much virtue can be drawn from that.
Amen.
He said, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at that scripture we just read, Isaiah 48:1. We just said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew what? It shall renew their strength. You see, as much as we draw from our source, we renew our strength. And then the second part, because the prophet said, virtue is what? Strength and power. So let's look at the second part of that same scripture. And they shall mount up with what? Wings, like unto an eagle. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And we all know powerful are the wings of the eagle. Amen. And in the message, as the eagle stirreth up his nest, the prophet said, the eagle is equipped with two great powerful wings. And likened these two wings to the New and Old Testaments.
Amen.
Amen. See, he likened this to what? To the wings, the two wings, to the New and Old Testament. See. And then in this message, Abraham said, he said, see, God made him an eagle, and he gave him two wings to get away from danger. See. He said, and he had perfect faith in those two given wings. But let's take notice of that. The eagle has perfect faith in those two wings. Amen. And then the prophet said, I thought, what if the church had that much faith in the two wings that God had given them? The New and Old Testaments. How he could fly away from what? Fly away from trouble.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So that's you and me seated here this morning, my brother, that we have what? Escaped from the corruption of this world through lust. Through what? Through the wings that have been given to us. See, the Old and New Testament. Praise the Lord. With those, we've been able to escape. So that's exactly what the prophet is saying. So with his two wings, the eagle does what? He escapes from danger.
Yes, sir.
And so if we also draw strength and from the word, We mount up with what? Wings. As what? The both Old and New Testament becomes part of us. That power that is in his word is already in us. Amen. And we fly away from danger. See, so that we have already the power in our hands. See, amen. We have the Old and New Testament. The power of God already is in our hands. So somewhere in the message, later you can find out, I've forgotten where it is. The prophet said, what we need today is not to pray for power. We shouldn't go and pray for power. Praise the Lord. He said, you got enough power to make a new earth. Amen. What you need is faith to use that power.
Amen.
That's the word. The word. Yes. The Old and New Testament. Because the prophet said, the eagle has perfect faith in his two wings. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, we shouldn't be praying, oh Lord, give us power, give us power. The power is, had already been given to us.
Amen.
And what we need is what? The faith to use that power. Like the eagle had perfect faith in his wings and use it to what? To fly away from danger. The same thing that also we have, if we also do the same thing. That's why this morning, just like it had been written, Apostle Peter is speaking to them that have escaped the corruption of this world. See, through what? The wings that it has been given to us. Amen. You remember that scripture in Revelation 12, 14. Revelation 12, 14. What is there? It said, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle. Who is that woman? The church. Amen. That she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. You see, brethren, that's where we are this morning. Praise the Lord. So, virtue is strength and power indeed. So, let's add that to our faith foundation. That's virtue. Let's add that to our faith foundation. And we know that means we need that strength to support others. We need that strength to inspire others. We need that strength to endure tests and trials. And then the power also to overcome or to escape from what? When sin, we see sin, we are able to escape because we have that power in us. So quickly, let's look at the prophet said, now, first is faith, then virtue. And then thirdly, you add knowledge. Bro, you can give us the slide, yeah. So now first is faith, and then virtue, and then thirdly, knowledge. Now the proverb says, knowledge, now, that don't mean worldly knowledge. Talking about knowledge doesn't mean what? Yes. Worldly knowledge. Because that's foolishness to God. But do you, I said, how do you judge the word? If you've got Christian knowledge with your virtue and faith, if you've got Christian knowledge with your virtue and faith, how can you judge the word? You see? Because he said knowledge means to judge right from wrong.
Amen.
Amen. So knowledge is to judge. Judge what? Right from wrong. So how do you judge the word if you've got Christian knowledge? No, it will not work. See. Amen. Brethren, That's what we have today. Amen. Christian knowledge, you see. With big degrees, ever learning and never be able to come toward the knowledge of the truth. That's what the scripture says. See. Christian knowledge. Go to colleges to attain degrees from the Bible schools and other places. And the scripture says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See. So they still remain as babes in the word. Amen. And then the prophet, there is a question about this knowledge. Isaiah 28, verse 9. It said, whom shall he teach knowledge?
Amen.
Oh, I love that. He said, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? He said, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. That's babes. See, always I make this thing, and I always draw in my precious brother David in all the time. Amen. That we come to church, and Sister Shida, you see her pulling Brother David behind her to the cry room, and takes a feeding bottle and push it into his mouth. I do look so. Brother, you see it? Because we know that he's no babe. He's what?
Amen.
An adult. You see? So, brethren, if we are not babes, now let's go on. That means we must be able to do what? To eat hard what? Hard meat. Amen. Because in Hebrews it said, everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Amen. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age.
Amen.
See. He said, those who are by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And so you see the whole thing in scripture here again. Hebrews 5:14. The prophet says knowledge is what? To judge right from wrong. And here is scripture supporting what the prophet said. He said, strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So whatever the prophet, look, brethren, this message, it is what? It is the Bible.
Amen.
That has been expounded. Everything the prophet says, you get the very nugget right in the Bible. Amen. So the prophet said, but if you can lay aside, let me read from here. Yeah. But if you can lay aside all your creeds, he's talking about knowledge. But if you can lay aside all your creeds and all your unbelief, everything that you claim you have done, then you have knowledge to believe that God cannot lie.
Amen.
Let every man's word be a lie, but mine be true. See? Now you are getting knowledge. That's supreme knowledge. That's supreme knowledge.
Amen.
When you are able to discern good from evil, knowing what is right and wrong. He said, that's supreme knowledge. All these virtues, he said, you don't have to have 4 degrees. Oh, he's here. You don't have to have 4 degrees in college or something like that to have it. Because all these virtues are given to you by God to place upon the foundation of your faith.
Amen.
And you might come so that you might come to the full stature of a real living man of God.
Amen.
Amen. So for that supreme knowledge, the prophet is saying that we got to lay aside all our unbelief. Anything you claim to have, you have to what? Put everything aside. To get what? The knowledge. Amen. That's exactly what Paul did. Apostle Paul, that's exactly what he did. See, when we've been reading Philippians 3, verse 5 to 9 all the time, verse 6 said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. You see, that had been Israel. You can read that in Romans 10, 2. He said, Israel had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Praise the Lord. And so Paul said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. See, just what the prophet is saying, that you go to lay aside everything.
Amen.
To receive that supreme knowledge. You go to lay aside everything. That's what exactly what Paul did. Verse 8, he said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency, what? In what? Excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. See, he got to lay aside all things for the excellency in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So when the prophet said we should lay aside all things, it's exactly what, it was exactly what Apostle Paul did. You see, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them as dung that I may win Christ. You see, let's lay aside everything. And verse 9, he said, and be found in him, as you have done that, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is true, the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
Amen.
Amen. So, brethren, until we come to that place of realization that we need to what? Forfeit everything, abandon everything, if we truly want to receive that knowledge. You see, in building this temple that is not made by hand, by the Spirit of God, we need to what? Forsake all. Amen. So we shall come to an, we shall stop here. And we all know Moses, God had to just lead him to the backside of the desert for 40 years to strip him of all his what? Egyptian knowledge. To give him something else. See, that's what exactly, brethren, we got to do. If we are truly want to be partakers of his divine nature, amen, we got to forsake all. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, we thank you. We, Lord, ready, O God. And even now, we don't look at any other thing but look unto you. We've forsaken all to be part of you, O God. So, Lord, where we are weak, we ask that, Lord, you help us to overcome. Looking into the two wings that, Lord, you have given unto us. For strength, Lord. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. But meanwhile, may the musicians come as we commit the meeting to the hands of the Lord. Musicians, come take your place, please.